Joining us now in our studios is a longtime KYMN contributor, Todd Thompson. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Yeah. I love you. You came in today, and the first thing you notice about Todd is he's got a Minnesota Twins cap on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to spring, and that means Twins baseball. And,
you bet.
I'm looking forward to seeing how that new seconds on the tip pitchers, you know, how they have only 20 seconds to throw. I'm anxious to see how that plays out. And there's so many new players on the Twins. I'm going to have to do some studying.
Yeah, we'll have to go online, and maybe you don't have to buy a program anymore. You can just look it up online.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
We're not having you in today to talk about the Twins, though. I'm glad to
so
talk to you
good
the
stuff
Twins
here.
About
yeah, I just barely got up after watching that T-Wolves game last night. It was, but I don't know how you do it every morning, Jeff. But
I don't stay up late and watch the T-Wolves. That's how I go to bed early. Let's talk about what we brought you here for is dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead and tell us what you got going on.
On April 8th, we got the first of a string of dances planned at the Eagles Club. And the Eagles Club is right there at 304 Water Street South on the west side of the river. If you haven't been there for a while, they're the place where they have the omelet breakfasts that are put on by the Legion, the great breakfasts on Sunday mornings. And they have fish fries on Fridays and a bingo and so on. And but they haven't had a lot of music there lately.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Todd Thompson Band, of course, that's the band, my band, the name of course I made up.
It's clever,
it
by
is,
the way.
It is. We're going to be playing these dances, and we're very excited about it. And the idea is to get everybody downtown dancing. And I was up at a dance party here for New Year's Eve. This is kind of where the idea started for me. And by the way, our band has had a great run at the Contented Cow all these years, and that's a great place too. But for dancing, the Eagles is better. They got, I think, maybe the best dance floor in town. It's a giant hardwood floor. And I was downtown anyway on New Year's. It was actually the day before New Year's Eve for a Latin dance party at a place called the Granada Theater. It was just some place I looked up, and I had one of these online dates, and I thought, well, let's try it. And man, there was 300 people there dancing, and they had a live band, and it just kind of reminded me that I hadn't done that in a while. And we can blame the pandemic or culture shifts or whatever it is, but there's just very few things that are as much fun as getting together and just having a good time. And so that's what we're trying to do. And the Eagles is a great place. They've had so many great fundraisers there through the years. This first one on April 8th is just come. It's free. You know, you can bring a pizza in from the pizza place across the street, or have it delivered there, or just come and come as you are. And we're going to be playing a mix of rockabilly, old rock and roll. Our famous banjo player will be there, so there'll probably be some bluegrass, which I'm not quite exactly sure how that's going to fit into the dance.
The
but
dancing
maybe,
theme.
Maybe we'll get them square dancing. I don't know. But we have a veteran North Fielder who now lives in the city. He's called Dan Andreessen, who is a saxophone player.
Mm-hmm.
And he adds, you know, we'll be playing Tequila and Take Me to the River and some old classics, you know, rocking Around the Clock. And
you know, we were talking before we went on the air that people don't dance like they used to. I don't know if that's a cultural thing, or maybe they do. They just,
Maybe it's all in the
privacy of their own home. Yeah, I have no idea. But people don't get out and dance like they once did.
Yeah, well, in fact, there are some places that do. I just, like I mentioned, I went up to the cities and saw that one. And I think that, you know, you just kind of got to get out and give it a try. And you're supporting a great venue, the Eagles Club,
mm-hmm.
and have done a lot of good things for our community through the years. And your community, because you know, it's one of the great things about living in Northfield is many of us can just walk right on downtown, or it's a short drive, and I guarantee you, you'll know some folks that are there. And yeah,
it sounds like a fun time. Now, it's coming up Saturday, April the 8th, which is a week from this Saturday.
A week from this Saturday. Mm-hmm. It'll be 7 to 10 this time. We're trying out some new things. We have a May 6th and a June 17th date as well. And I'm not giving quite out as many specifics about those because we want to see if the time is right and if, you know, if we need a food truck or what else we might need there. But I'm hoping that you'll show up here on the 8th and we'll vote with your feet and you know, shake that booty a little bit.
It's not enough booty shaking. Once again, Todd Thompson is our guest. Tell us about the Todd Thompson Band. Who do you have into the band? Is it?
Well, we have myself, Nick Weaver on guitar. For this first gig, we have Dave Drentlaw on drums and Rob Thompson on bass. And like I mentioned, Dan Andreessen. And then Max Weaver on banjo. We do have a bit of a history in that we've been playing in the town here for about 25 years. And Nick and I are a couple of the original band members. Some of you may know our bass player, Bruce Jensen, who passed away here this past year. And shout out to all of the Bruce Jensen fans out there. Mm-hmm. Our new bass player is super awesome, too. So we've had that... we used to play, it's a little bit of a trip down history here. We used to play at the Tavern Lounge for about 10 years when we first started out. And then we played at the Cow for maybe 7 mm-hmm. years. And then now we're just hoping to start a new gig, if you will. I like those where you can play regularly at one place. Mm-hmm. We don't travel that much, you know. That bus, you know, is just, you know, gathering dust.
The tour bus doesn't get out as much as it used to. All right. Well, it sounds like a wonderful time, like a fun time. And it's coming up, once again, a week from this Saturday, April the 8th.
April 8th.
And it's at the Eagles Club, and it's starting a series that you'll be doing once a month.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Todd, anything else we should know?
I want to give a shout out to my youngest son who's moving to Colorado, and that's kind of the biggest thing on my personal radar.
Mm-hmm.
Since the last time I was here, you know, I was the Rotary president, if you recall, and I was always promoting that. I still am promoting that, but I must admit it's a little bit relaxing to not be the president anymore. And I also just want to say thank you to Jeff. And as I was sitting this morning listening to the station, and I was thinking about all the fun stuff that the station reminds me of, like the tax commercial right before we came on. I got to get over there to H&R Block. And then to the Twins and all the sports that I love to watch and
thank you.
Community events. And so thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you very much. Enjoy the dancing.
Yeah. Well, I hope to see you over there, Jeff.
I will.
Try to shake that. I'm not sure I can say that right to you while I'm looking at you.
Probably shakes without even trying. So. Todd, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. And we'll see you on April the 8th.
It's a deal, buddy.
Thanks. All right.